The bill passed Thursday afternoon on a 53-42 vote. The amended version removed financial policy items, but left changes to collective bargaining intact. Assembly Democrat Corey Mason says it does nothing to close the budget shortfall, and the vote was clearly about stripping away the rights of public employees.
You can't take away people's rights because you don't like what they do in November elections. It's just so fundamentally wrong.
Fiscal items had to be removed so the bill could pass the Senate. Republicans stood by claims that the changes are needed to give local governments more flexibility in dealing with the cuts in the governor's biennial budget. Republican Representative John Nygren says it will help prevent thousands of layoffs.
As somebody who did run on fiscal responsibility and as somebody who ran on getting more people back to work, layoffs are not acceptable.
Republicans quickly left the floor after cutting off debate and taking a vote as protesters in the gallery and rotunda chanted. The bill now heads to Governor Walker, who is expected to sign it quickly. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.